Federal Defence Minister Peter Dutton this afternoon has been awarded, or yesterday actually, a $35,000 damage payout after winning a defamation case against a refugee advocate who referred to him as a rape apologist on Twitter. The tweet also came shortly after Mr. Dutton was criticised for referring to the Brittany Higgins rape complaint as a he said, she said matter. I want to dig into this one a bit this afternoon and what it means for you and me. Barry Goldsmith is a defamation lawyer who last year defended two parents accused of defaming a Mount Tambourine school principal on Facebook. Barry, great to have you with us. Shane Bazzi, the refugee advocate who made this tweet, defended the case on the basis he honestly expressed a held opinion based in fact, referring to a 2019 news article that quoted Mr. Dutton saying some refugee women on Nauru who complained of rape were trying it on in order to come to Australia. What was wrong with that defence?
Hi, Annie. Good to be with you. Wasn't so much what the, any part of that was wrong with the defence. Where the defence appears to have fallen down is that the judge found that there was no public interest in what Mr. Bazzi tweeted. And that public interest is a very essential part of his two defences. His two defences being fair comment, which is a common law defence. In other words, it's not part of statute. And the other ground of defence, which is pretty well the statutory equivalent of honest opinion. And it was more a case of the judge found that there was no public interest in what Mr. Bazzi tweeted.
Wow. So what does this say about how careful people have to be when criticising or speaking negatively of others on social media?
Well, I think it's we've progressed or maybe regressed, I'm not sure, over the last 8 to 10 years or so. 8 to 10 years ago, people thought that there is the internet, they can go and post what they like, and then if they get sued, they can stand up and say, well, all that I was doing is expressing my opinion. And inevitably, they would say that it's an honestly held opinion. That's just proving not to be the case. And unfortunately, many people, Mr. Bazzi included, are now discovering that it's not that straightforward to just go online, post away, blog away, rant away, and just come out unscathed. It's not that simple. And with a public tweet or a public post, there has to be this element of public interest.
You do see a lot of criticism and attacks on people on social media, particularly of public figures. And the ability to criticise politicians when we think they've done the wrong thing is central to the whole idea of democracy. But was this case about legitimate criticism or is it about trolling? What was it in your
view?
Well,
this one, and this is exactly the evidence that Dutton gave, and it was the obvious response for him to give. What he basically said was, look, I'm a politician. I'm a prominent politician, which of course he is. He accepts that being in the high position, he has got to expect criticism. And basically he said, look, I take the criticism. I know a lot of people don't like me. They don't approve of me and they're going to attack me. But what he said, and this is what the judge found, is that this allegation, basically to the effect that he was a rape apologist, this was a personal attack on him. This was nothing to do with his political office. Sure, the words that he spoke were made when he was wearing his politician's hat, but what he said, this is really, this is not part of some political debate. He said, and I say the judge accepted it, that this was a very serious personal attack upon him.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison spoke about this too a couple of weeks ago, describing social media as a coward's castle where trolls said whatever they liked about whomever they liked. Does this decision start to change that and show that there are consequences for our words?
Well, I'm not so sure that Dutton's case does. I think their other judgments were, let's just say, ordinary people have successfully sued. There aren't that many members of the community who would be in that same position, both in terms of prominence and, dare I say, also financially, who would, there wouldn't be that many people who would be in the same position as Dutton. But there are many other judgments where, as I've said, your ordinary average member of the community has sued and has sued successfully.
Are there other political parlons going on at the moment where the people involved could find themselves in the same boat as Shane Bazzi? I mean, there's an awful lot of people calling the Prime Minister a liar right now.
Well, I'm very curious about that, because, and I've actually raised it in some discussions I've had. What's happening with Morrison, it's really gone to a new level. It's gone from politicians, one side of politics obviously makes repeated allegations against the other side of politics. Morrison has been accused of being a liar. And the definition of a liar is someone who makes an untrue statement and knows it to be untrue. And that's pretty serious. I mean, there's no noise from Morrison at the moment that he will take matters any further. And it may well be that he doesn't want to open this can of worms any further, because maybe there is evidence that he, in fact, did knowingly tell untruths. I mean, if there is that evidence, that could obviously have very profound political repercussions for him.
We've been talking about politicians, but there's a level of criticism of political figures that's tolerated beyond what would be considered okay for a private citizen. If someone on social media goes after a regular person like Shane Bazzi went after Peter Dutton, how much trouble could they end up in?
They could get sued. They could face a serious award of damages. I mean, the award of $35,000, you know, on a ladder of damages, $35,000 is pretty well, you know, at the base level. And I think for Dutton, it was more a case of he just wanted vindication rather than an award of damages. I've not yet considered how the judge arrived at the sum of $35,000. My suspicion is that the judge probably took the view that Dutton, he is up there, he's out there, he's got to face these things, but the court needed to find in his favour and awarded him $35,000. But there are many judgments where the amount of damages has been much higher.
Yeah, for sure. Barry Goldsmith, interesting to get your thoughts on this one. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Barry Goldsmith on ABC Radio Queensland, a defamation lawyer. And we've been talking about